Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm the Duke of Small Business. Thank you for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We had a great visit with our good friend Doug Obey, author of Money and the Human Condition. Doug, you want to give us a website?
DougObey.com.
O-B-E-Y is how you spell his last name. And Doug, thanks again for being here. Doug's been hanging out with us now for a number of years. He's a financial expert, having practiced that for many years in a former life, and now he's just a very wise person whom we call on a regular basis. We're talking about the Fed, what the Fed's behavior, the Fed's actions. They're expected lower rates again this next cycle, aren't they?
Yeah, they're going to be meeting September 18th, the Fed's next meeting, and it's almost assured that they'll be dropping rates again.
Have you ever seen the Fed be so? Transparent about their next action and accommodating. Yes, that's a good word. Accommodating and transparent, and telegraphing their punches so far in advance. I've never seen this before. Have you?
At different times, I remember even Greenspan saying we have to be more transparent, and I think they've become more and more as the years have gone by.
No, I don't mean. I'm not talking about transparency. I'm talking about telegraphing their cuts. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen the world know that they're going to cut like the next one like they have now, unless they were already in a cutting cycle. This just seems to me to be different and more accommodating, as you say. I think that's the good word.
Yeah. I think where we left off at the before the last break is we are the stronger economy of most of the developing nations, but we're still weakening. Our economy is not as strong as everyone would like to think it is. And even though the NFIB optimism index is fairly high.
Which we'll report on tomorrow. We report on that every month, by the way. I don't know if you know that or not.
Yeah, it fell 1.6 points, all right, in August. All right, and that was based on weaker expectations for the next 6 months, primarily due to the trade issues.
But we have to put that one in perspective because it's still 4 points higher than the 40-year average. So it's still high, but it did come down. You're right.
Absolutely. And that pretty much falls in line with, you know, what most Americans feel. They mm-hmm. feel the economy is strong. Employment is readily available. As a matter of fact, the small businesses say they're still their top problem is finding qualified workers.
It's a crisis.
But anyway, you have to look at the big picture, Jim, when it comes to the Fed and the dollar and what all the indebted nations, which are all your developed nations, including China. I don't know if you want to call it developed or developing, but they are number two economy in the world. So all these countries are outrageously in debt. The only thing that's going to get them out of debt is inflation.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, they haven't been able to.
There isn't any debt. And those countries, those countries could be dangerously close to deflation because they've had this happen to them before.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Germany, China,
and the whole world.
I mean, Germany and Japan. Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you this question.
Sure.
If you had to say which is the Fed more sensitive to in their current behavior, more global pressures, global considerations, or accommodation to Wall Street? Which would you say?
Far more global.
Okay,
far
but you do agree that there are elements of their behavior that seems to be unnecessarily and inappropriately accommodated to Wall Street. Would you agree with that?
Not really. No.
Okay.
I don't.
We see
I don't
that differently.
Think, yes.
Go ahead.
I don't think they're blind to what Wall Street's looking for, but lower interest rates don't necessarily help Wall Street that much. I mean, it does drive asset prices up.
They're worried about the inversion. The inversion between long term and short term. Lowering rates would straighten out the inversion a little bit. I think that's what they're jerky about up there.
That could be.
Does it bother you that Wall Street is so frenetic about one quarter point one way or the other, and to the point of maybe, you know, causing a collapse? I mean, I think if all of a sudden the Fed decided not to lower rates, I believe the stock market would crash in the next day. And you and I both know that it would mean nothing out here on Main Street. Does that difference in reaction to interest rates, does that not concern you?
No, because I think that's very short term. Yeah. I don't think that long term. I mean, yes, the stock market would have a bad day or two, all right. But I don't think that would have a big impact, because as we talked in the last segment, all right, I mean, a quarter of a percent point, it just doesn't make a big difference.
Do you think?
Right? Yes.
Let me ask you. I got about a minute. I want to ask you a quick question. Do you think we're moving toward an economic downturn, or we're just leveling off and kind of going to hold our own for a while where we are?
I think we're going to hold our own for a while until after the election, and then I think you're going to have a downturn that could be severe. If it's not severe, I think governments in the world will use it as a crisis to cause maybe a move to modern monetary theory and literally giving money away. They will do whatever it's going to take in the future.
I don't understand.
You'll
have to come back another day and explain negative interest rates to us. I don't understand negative interest rates. You'll have to come back and talk to us about that. Hey, Doug, good job today. We're a lot smarter because you joined us. Will you come back soon?
I'd be happy to.
Doug Obey, ladies and gentlemen. Put a .com on the end of his name, OBEY. And you'll get smarter when you do, and you'll thank me later. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.